Well, there we go. You know, it's funny. I don't know how these things show up on Twitch, but I've got one of the fastest internet connections. And I'm just curious how this shows up. Well, no, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's 2 megabytes up or what, but well, no, I mean, when I go on Twitch and I look at it, it's rather glitchy. And so maybe that's because I'm sending full HD and I should size it back down to 7. Why do you care about this? You're probably listening on audio anyway. It's not like you sit and go watch the twitchy Twitch. And that's why they call it Twitch, because it twitches. I upload 2 megabytes and it's still twitchy. There we go. Oh, what? No, there's something in the humor of calling it what it is. Hold on a second. There's a very annoying noise that I've got to go take care of. So I'm going to go take care of that annoying noise. Go on. Right, now you tell me if that sounds better. Does that sound better? Okay, now you're on Twitch. Okay, no, let's go ahead and grumble and whine and complain about life here. Because I just got up and I came back and I sat down, and now the green screen on Twitch all changed color. Here, should I put up a picture of white to teach the white balance? There we go. Did you see that? No, go watch it. Go watch it on Twitch. See what just happened. The white balance got all off because somehow Microsoft has Logitech convinced that using the Unix language so that Linux is able to control white balance is a bad thing, and we should let Microsoft manipulate everything. Oh my word. It's, well, okay, the solution to the world's problems, speaking of global menaces and stuff, the solution to the world's problems, I've found a solution. Did you know that this year is a jubilee year? No, I've been looking at it. I can't. The only jubilee year I can find is September 2021. We're talking just a few months away. Well, less than 2 months away. It's supposed to be Jubilee. And it's like every 49 years or 50 years. I don't know if it's 49 years and then 1 year for Jubilee and then another 49 years. So that makes it 50. Or I don't know if it's just the 49th year. So then it's every 98 years, you'd have two of them. And every 194 year or 196 years, you have, and so forth. Jubilee is supposed to be all debt forgiveness. Any debt, public or private, is canceled. Every family returns its property to its original family homestead. If Walmart bought your farm, they've got to tear down the building and give the land back to you. That's right. And well, what do you do with population sprawl? I mean, the same thing you do with population sprawl. Everyone's entitled to a plot of land that's theirs, that can, it's inalienable. It can't be taken away from you. Now, what this does, this is the solution to crony capitalism, corporate greed, big money taking over. One of the biggest problems we've had, including Microsoft, is these enormously rich, I think Facebook or Zuckerberg were also part of it, buying enormous, by acres and thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. Why does Microsoft need cornfields or whatever, potato fields or whatever they are? Why do they need this? I mean, it was written right in Isaiah, woe to those who combine field to field until there's nothing left. And see, this is the thing. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this. Jubilee was what they killed Jesus for politically. The fundamental issue as to why the Jewish government, the Jews, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, probably King Herod. The reason why they wanted Jesus dead was actually because of the same reason they threw him out of the synagogue. He called for the year of the Lord's favor, Jubilee. Never once did Israel observe Jubilee, never once. And Jesus got up. It's his turn to read from the Old Testament, the Bible at that time. And the thing to read was the Isaiah prophecy, Spirit of the Lord's upon me, to declare the favorable year of the Lord. And Jesus says, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not last week, not next week, today, with me here talking, this prophecy is fulfilled. And he's saying, it's time for Jubilee. And the leaders didn't like that because the Pharisees were rich for a reason, debt. And they didn't want to lose that. And that's why they instigated the crowd to try to get him to throw him off a cliff. Yup. And so a lot of people don't get this, you know, the Jubilee controversy and why it's so vital. So I think I'm going to get into that a little bit in the Taiwan special when I go to the issues thing. Something utterly fantastic happened this week. You know that I'm always talking about my latest journeys and ventures in computer code, right? Well, over the last week or two, the previous week or two, I've been teaching a buddy some computer code stuff. He'd come over to the apartment and I'd tutor him in computer code and how this works and how that works. And I'd show him stuff and clean up my code, et cetera. Okay. Well, I have a computer, follow me with this. I have a computer class with five sections. And each section or course has 12 lessons exactly. Now, some are longer and shorter, but they're arranged by topic, not by time that's necessary to complete them. I had the first four completed, and then I had it's basic control of your simple computer, whether it's an Apple computer or whether it's Linux or web server, or if you're really smart and you use Linux at for your local PC. You know, the computer in your house does not have to have Apple or Windows. It can run Linux if it's a Windows computer, more secure, et cetera. So or if you're controlling the computer that they use for cloud, you know, and websites and stuff. So the first four lessons is the language of how to control the computer through a computer language. It's very simple, how to copy files and change file names through the language. Okay. The fifth one is where we get into websites. Okay, leave it at that. Well, in the fifth class, I only had 10 of the 12 lessons written, and I had two more planned. Lessons 11 and 12 were things I knew I had to learn and had to teach in order for the course to work, because just I know what a good job is. I know what I got to cover. I don't know this language, but I need to know it. Otherwise, I'm not really teaching this subject. I know what I've got to do a good job. And I didn't learn them yet. Well, I learned the content for lesson 11 and I finished a complete lesson 11. I want to add another mini section that's just going to take time, but I don't have to. It still is a complete course unto itself. The rest will just be, you know, red cherry sauce on the sundae. Even it's only got the cherry on top. I just add red cherry sauce. You know, that like it's nothing. It's nothing. So I'm really excited because, well, the first basic lessons are copying files and logic. You know, it's all if this, then that. It's not really complicated. It's actually really, really easy to learn with the system. And I think I'm going to start selling it for maybe $100 once I get it done. No, I might do 50. I think I might sell it for 50. I don't know. Well, no, there's a point in selling it for 100 because you could actually use it for a homeschool course, possibly. Why not? So the first one is like if this, then that stuff in the first four sections. And that's in how to build websites. It's all if this, then that, you know. But in lesson 11, it gets to objects. Objects. If you know object programming or object OOP, JavaScript. If you know those words, if you have no life like me and you know what that means, no, objects are instead of if this then that. Objects are a backpack. You know, it's got a big pouch and a small pouch and a little one there, and you can design the backpack how you want. And so instead of doing all this if this then that, it's just you know the backpack, right pouch, do that one. And the language changes and there's so much you can do with it. It's a different way of thinking. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to do it. I couldn't understand. No one would tell me what the heck objects were. And I took the time and I figured it out and I've explained it so even I could understand it. And it's going to be an amazing course. And I'm so happy. And now that I know this, I might be able to finish the website that could actually start making money and make your life a whole lot happier with your own cloud. That's what happened this week. More on the Taiwan special. See you tomorrow.